Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, the spirit in the air. Welcome, welcome, everybody, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Well, December 21st is the shortest day of the year. Happy winter solstice, everybody. Mm-hmm. Right? Unless you've got seasonal affective disorder, in which case, hang in there. Tomorrow's gonna be 3 seconds longer. For my pagan viewers, happy Saturnalia. One popular solstice tradition is to dance around a bonfire, but I already did my drunken fire dance 2 nights ago when Colorado kicked Trump off the ballot. Fun fact. Fun fact, the Christmas Yule log may have originated from these bonfires, celebrating what they call the Feast of Jule. Of course, the Druids celebrated Jule at their holiest site, Vapehenge. Speaking of vaping, Colorado. Nice. The nation is still processing their Supreme Court's ruling, and Americans seem to like the strange taste of consequences because, according to a new poll, 54% of Americans approve of Colorado kicking Trump off the ballot. Including a shocking 24% of Republicans. But MAGA conservatives are officially PO'd about it. And some of them are seeking vengeance against the guy who did not do it because Republicans are threatening to take Joe Biden off the ballot in states they control. Yes, they're going to kick him off the ballot for the same constitutionally sound reason they're impeaching him. Some Republicans say the Democrats are making too big a deal about the insurrection. People like the cursed doll that was once Kellyanne Conway.
I just think the Democrats wake up every morning, Emily, and they look at the calendar. The iPhone says January 6, 2021. The date never changes. And then they get in an electric vehicle and go get an abortion.
Yes. Sounds extreme, but she's got you dead to right, Democrats. In fact, we have acquired, is this true? We've acquired rare footage of the way liberals celebrate Christmas.
You boy, what day is it today?
Today? Why, it's January 6th, like always.
Well, then run to the clinic and get me the biggest abortion in the land.
That's you, liberals. That's you. Truth hurts. Look in the mirror. Of course, there's no guarantee Trump's even going to be the nominee. And there's been a huge shakeup in the Republican primary because, according to the polls, Nikki Haley has surged into second place behind Trump in Iowa. Yas, queen! It is so important to show little girls out there that they, too, can never be president. Because even though her numbers are up, Haley is still a full 50% behind Trump in national polls. So the whole thing is just pretend. Right now, the Republican primary is like when you go to the grocery store and they have those shopping carts that are shaped like cars, so the kids can pretend they're driving. Oh, yeah, Chris Christie, you're really running for president, just like Daddy does. Oh, of course you're going to reform Social Security, but now let's go home so you can have some Coco Melon time. The candidate that Haley surged past in Iowa is Ron DeSantis. And this is especially humiliating for him because he has visited every one of Iowa's 99 counties over the past year. So the more people meet him, the less they want to vote for him. How is that possible with a man such a warm and natural smile? Another man who is not having a good time is disgraced former mayor and goblin politely asking if he can eat your baby, Rudy Giuliani.
Baby for Rudy? Little baby.
I'm sure you all know that he defamed two Georgia election workers and now owes them $148 million. Well, yesterday, the judge said Rudy must pay it immediately. For that kind of money, he's going to have to start selling his organs. Obviously not his liver or the kidneys or the teeth, but... Oh, Rudy does have one scheme to raise the money. Hawking unapproved supplements. Because who doesn't want to somehow get the health and beauty secrets of this man? So, Rudy, where do I get these supplements? And could you tell me in the most disgusting way possible?
Balanceofnature.com.
Rudy assures us that these supplements aren't just good for your health, they're good for your tree.
This is my first attempt at using a Balance of Nature jar as a Christmas ornament. I got that idea the moment I saw it. That's my Christmas tree. And you see what I did?
Yes. We saw what you did. Sure, Grandpa, we could hang the garbage on the tree. Or, hear me out, we could throw it to Santa's Yuletide recycling sack and leave it for the magical Christmas raccoon. And, wait, I'm being told we have breaking news from hours ago. After losing this case, Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy.
Wow.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people are happy about this, but this is a man's personal tragedy here. Rudy's gonna lose everything. They're gonna take his garbage tree. Christmas is ruined. Of course, it's the holiday season, so I'm obligated to wish you a whoop-a-dee-doo and a dickery-dock. But celebrations have changed recently. According to a new survey, Christmas trees have gotten a lot less real in recent decades, as 77% of Americans say they'll opt for an artificial one. Worst of all, we're not even saying Merry Tree anymore. No, it's all Happy Bush. Of course, for some people, Christmas is the most painful time of the year because, according to a new actual study, the risk of penile fractures rises at Christmas. It reminds me of that Frank Sinatra classic.
Have yourself a... Oops, I broke my penis.
Oh, Blue Eyes. Oh, Blue Eyes. Take it too soon. I know. To make this literal breakthrough discovery, scientists looked at hospital data for over 3,000 men who sustained penile fractures in Germany. Of course, over in Germany, penile fractures are known by the German term Das Wienerbrocken Open. Don't need to keep that up there that long. Das Wienerbrocken Open. That's a lot of kringle dangles. According to one researcher, if every day was like Christmas, 43% more penile fractures would have occurred in Germany from 2005 on. That's just not how you expect the sentence, if every day was like Christmas. To end. Oh, if every day was like Christmas, there'd always be snow, warm cookies, and my jump would be snapping like a Slim Jim. That's unpleasant to even say.
Yeah, I know.
If you're hoping to keep your candy cane intact this season, experts warn that this injury tends to occur during wild sex, particularly in positions where you're not in direct eye contact, such as reverse cowgirl, or, as it's known at Christmas, Nagi style. But there's good news if your Tiny Tim makes it through, because the same study found that New Year's Eve was not associated with an increased incidence of penis injuries. Sure, the penises are safe, but the balls are dropping like crazy. There you go. We're back! Ooh, it's also Elf on the Shelf season. Anybody here have an Elf on the Shelf? Anybody do that for the kids? If you're not familiar, Elf on the Shelf is a toy based on the idea of scout elves, whose job is to be Santa's eyes and ears during the busy Christmas season. Now, since Elf on the Shelf debuted in 2005, they sold over 17.5 million elves. And with Elf on the Shelf so popular with the kids, it was only a matter of time before they started selling a version for adults. And they're doing it right now, thanks to our new sponsor.
For years, Elf on the Shelf has watched over kids to keep them on the nice list.
But why should little ones have all the fun?
Yeah, how about a Christmas elf for us?
Introducing Voyeur in the Foyer.
Oh, he's cute.
He's Santa's little helper who likes to watch.
Wait, what?
Don't worry, Voyeur in the Foyer doesn't care if you've been naughty. In fact, he's into it.
Okay, what if we're not into it?
He likes that even more. And he's not just in your foyer. He's wherever the action is. He's anywhere you think you might have a moment to yourself.
No.
And he's not just making a list. He's also taking pictures.
I hate him.
Well, then why did you buy him?
Me? I thought you bought him.
No one knows where he came from.
Okay, I've had it.
Or how to get rid of him.
Honey?
Voyeur in the Foyer. Voyeur in the Foyer is not an officially licensed Christmas product and has no affiliation with Santa Claus. In fact, for reasons we cannot disclose, he is not allowed within 200 feet of the North Pole.
We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Welcome back to The Late Show. My guests tonight are two of TV's finest. From Anderson Cooper 360 and Watch What Happens Live, please welcome back to The Late Show, Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
Wow.
Listen to the people.
Oh, my God.
The people know.
It's like Oprah's favorite things in here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited when you guys are here. It's like everybody knows it's the holiday season.
That's
when
right.
Anderson
yes.
and Andy That's show up.
Nothing yes. says the
you're like Santa's. Like you're like Santa's little helper.
We're like elves on the shelf.
That's yeah. exactly. lovely to see you both. Thank
yeah,
you for
great
being
to,
here.
Great to see you. Glad you're well.
Thank
by
you
the
very
way.
Much. Thank yes. you very much. Yeah, that bounced back. Yeah. Later backstage, we'll just throw a couple punches at each other's abdomens, you know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I
like
came.
Guys do.
Yeah. By the way, are we...
Nothing gay about that.
Nope.
No. Are we showering up after the segment, as
well,
is our tradition?
Yeah,
sure.
Well,
yeah.
you know,
all right.
Again.
You know, Roman baths, yeah. oil, yeah. and the whole thing. Let's wrestle, yeah. you know?
Nothing gay about that.
Nothing no. at all.
Just dad stuff.
Just exactly. Just dad stuff. Dads know what dad's like.
Yeah.
Stop making it political, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. We'll be right back. Big question on everyone's mind. Obviously, you guys anchor the go-to New Year's broadcast every year. It's Anderson and Andy. Is there a name for it? What's the name of the actual broadcast?
Watch Andy say stuff he has to apologize for tomorrow.
Right, yes.
Sure. Now, of course...
Watch Anderson question his career choices.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did I agree to this?
Yes. Will, there, friendship, make it.
Well, last year, I was a huge scandal.
A big
because
scandal.
It was decided at CNN that you would not be drinking on air.
That's correct.
Which was... And obviously, the people were not thrilled.
Yes. We ended up doing shots, but it was all like pickle juice and
mystery
and
shots.
It was mystery shots.
By the way, I would argue we still had a blast last year.
Yeah, you still okay. Yeah. Good. Because you don't need alcohol to have a good time,
no,
do
that's
you?
That's silly.
Yeah, but will you be drinking this year?
I think you're gonna have to tune in to see.
Oh, you have to play to win, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
you actually have to tune in?
I think you have to tune in.
Okay.
See.
Well, could I kick it off right now?
I mean,
listen, you're not
this
on
this is just
CNN
for the
right.
holidays, right?
This is like just this is actually just for the holidays.
I mean, I only see two shows.
Well, I am still on absolutely extraordinary antibiotics right now.
So by the way, that's a very healthy shot. You
well,
just
listen, I'm a generous man.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, ready?
Thank you.
Breaking news, bottoms up. I love how Anderson always throws it off like a gunslinger. Thank you very much.
By the way, I think that's the first tequila you've had since New Year's 2020.
Two years ago.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Well, I hope it does happen because the people really do want it. There's some headlines. I want to get a sense of what any of this is. This is well reported.
Okay.
Andy. I was reported in People magazine. Here's why Andy Cohen is ready to get tips again on CNN New Year's after sober start in 2023. This is from E! News. Andy Cohen asked CNN to allow alcohol for New Year's Eve broadcast. And, of course, the most trusted news source, the New York Post, Andy Cohen begs CNN to reverse alcohol ban for New Year's Eve broadcast. Give the daddies some juice. Nothing gay about that.
Daddy, I mean, Daddy, Anderson called, oh, God.
Here we go. These are now for sale out there someplace. Give the daddy some juice. Can you zoom in?
Yeah, give the daddy some juice.
Those are, by the way, those are real shirts for sale online.
We're not selling them.
We're not selling them. They're not for charity. We do not endorse it. We just enjoy it.
Anderson called me during BravoCon. He goes, did you tell a reporter that CNN needs to give daddies their juice? I said, I may have.
That, by the way, is an uncanny Anderson Cooper impression,
yes.
By the way.
Yes.
Hello, this is Anderson Cooper. Yes. Yes. Anderson, was sober Andy last year any less embarrassing? Was he any
That's
less
the
chaotic?
Thing. No, he asked wildly inappropriate questions.
Such
we had on Nick Cannon, and I think he suggested that Nick get a vasectomy.
Okay. I say what everyone else is thinking.
Andy, what's the boldest question you've ever asked a guest?
Oh. Wow. You know, I will say, when Oprah was on Watch What Happens Live, we were literally, they said in my ear, you have 2 minutes left, and I turned to her and said, have you ever swum in the lady pond? And I immediately thought, why did you do that? It was going so
right.
well.
Sure. And?
She goes, no. And then Gail called 2 days later, and she goes, I don't think Oprah knew what the lady pond was. I don't think she
thought
knew
it was a swimming pool for women.
Maybe.
By the way, Andy, has she been back on your show?
No.
Yeah.
There you go.
I actually don't think that's the most inappropriate. He asked Shaq what his size is. And by the way, it's true.
There are so many different ways you could have phrased that.
You're right.
Did he say size?
No, what he said is, how big is your
No.
Wait, did you
what
say?
What I said is, Shaq, your shoe size is 23. How big is your context.
What you left out, Anderson, as a news analyst, how could you leave out the context?
Context.
Can I tell you what Shaq's answer was?
Yes.
let me show you. That's what Shaq did. You know
He's
what?
Seen the person. Nothing gay about that.
Nothing. No. I mean, when I saw this clip, I couldn't believe it. And I couldn't believe that Shaq answered. And I can't get my shoe back on.
We have to take a quick break, but we will be right back with more Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, everybody.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Aren't they lovely? It's Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper. You've been friends for over 35 years.
That's true.
Okay, you've been over 35 years. We got pictures of you guys back in the day from around the time you first met, 25 years ago.
This was like mid-90s.
Something like that. Yeah, early Here 90s. We go. Okay, brace yourself, okay. America. That's young Anderson. Look at that. I mean, it's all still there.
It's all still there.
Yeah. We've only changed the color palette.
Yes.
It's made the same thing. Sulfur eyes and like...
He's got
like
more translucent.
A shot of that again. Yes. That's you going, would you mind if I reported the story for you? I heard there was news. Could I capture
it? Look out. He's so submissive there.
No.
Yes.
No, he just...
Wildly
he just,
submissive. Just,
okay, wait a second.
Yes.
Now, let's compare. Let's compare.
Oh,
that's
this,
you.
I can't wait to
that's
see
you.
I can't
this
wait
is,
for America to
I really,
see
really... You might
90s.
Want to put in a bite stick, yeah. America, for this one. This is young Andy. Come on. Want some more tequila?
By,
one more
it
tequila.
Was the 90s.
Oh, I stand by,
it was
I
the
stand
90s.
By, I stand by this proudly compared to that.
There you go.
And by the way, we were set up on a date. Who do you think we ever actually had a date?
Okay,
no,
we know.
Yeah. This was, I want to ask about, so are you telling me that if you let your hair grow, this is what naturally happens?
It's true, he gets a vest.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
His chest hair.
Yeah, the best. Yeah. Yes.
You look like you were a member who outgrew Menudo.
Yes.
They had to replace you.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, gentlemen.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Now, did you think you would be friends with this guy?
When we first met, no, I didn't. We never had the blind date, and I really wanted nothing to do with him. But then we had mutual friends, and we went on vacation together, and I found he's actually a wonderful person and the life of the party. And despite...
All evidence to the contrary.
Yeah, right, not, honestly.
You're palatable. Wow.
And I found that you are actually more lifelike than you appear.
Oh, that's true.
Simulate being a mammal very well.
Okay, let's keep it friendly. You both have two adorable kids.
Yes.
And Anderson, I hear Wyatt is excited about Christmas.
Oh, my God. So he's 3 and a half, so this is the first.
It's really kicking in.
It's really kicking in. We got the whole tree. Yeah. He loved it. He helped me decorate it. And I was asking him what he wants for Christmas, and so he wanted to make a list. So I got a crayon out, and I wrote down his instructions. First was he wants a really big car, which worried me. I thought, oh, my God, is he getting spoiled? Then I said, well, how big a car? And he was like, this big. I thought, okay. And then the rest of the list was he wants 2 candy canes. He wants a rainbow, a pillow, and knees. Don't know what that means.
Knees.
He wants a knee. Because he has 2 perfectly good knees.
Yes.
Right.
But he doesn't have a pillow. He sleeps on a piece of slate to toughen up.
Yes.
Right.
He sleeps on one of those ancient Egyptian head.
Oh, exactly. Yes. Right there. Yeah. So is he going to get it? Is he going to get everything?
I mean,
he's
probably not
that's good. I got him the rainbow already. So
oh, really? Okay, good. Oh, yeah, good. I'm going to get him the 2 candy canes. I'm going to splurge.
And how's Christmas proceeding in your house there, Andy?
Good. I mean, this is the year that Ben has found out that he's Jewish because we've lit the menorah every year.
And how old is Ben
and
now?
And so he's almost 5.
Okay.
And so he's telling everyone in the neighborhood, in the elevator in our building, he's like, we're Jewish, so we celebrate Hanukkah. but we also... We love the iconography of Christmas, and Mark Consuelos and Kelly Ripa send every year these gingerbread houses. You get one, we have one.
Pre-assembled, or does it come
beautifully,
like with your names
unbelievable.
On it. They're the best gift givers.
Yes, and of course, we're at war with this gingerbread house because Ben keeps waking up at 6 in the morning, scampering downstairs and eating the gingerbread house. And how do you tell a kid that a house made of cookies is not to be eaten? It's challenging.
It's a mixed signal.
Yes, so that's what's going on in our house. Mm-hmm. A lot of mixed signals.
We got to skip away here for a commercial, but if you stick around, there'll be more Anderson and Andy when we come back.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper. Now, your son, Andy, had an opportunity that very few people at all.
Rite of passage, I think, for all kids.
He got to meet Cher.
Yes. 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 Yeah, okay. You can't see because there's a little smiley face, but he was in the middle of a major tantrum when we met Cher because I was removing him from the Macy's Day Parade where we had been for 3 hours. And once Cher came, in my mind, the parade was over. Now,
Cher is your Santa.
Cher is my Santa. Now, for him, Santa signified the end of the parade.
Right.
And when I removed him after Cher, he was he couldn't believe we were leaving, and he was very upset. Then we ran into Cher in Macy's, and I'm having...
You just randomly ran into Cher?
Yes, we were all departing, and she was like, oh, you know, because Ben was he was in his feelings, and... I said, sorry, he doesn't want to leave. And she's like, well, then stay. And I was like, it's over. You sang your song, Cher. Yeah. We're done.
What song was it, by the way?
That she sang?
Yeah.
DJ, play a Christmas song. I want her new Christmas hit.
Obviously.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Obviously. I knew that. I knew that.
I know you did.
Now, of course...
We're going to play it in the shower later.
100%. Yes. Exactly. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. Just listen to some Cher.
Yeah.
Nothing gay about that?
Nope. Now, it is New Year's coming up. You are the universal hosts of New Year's at this point. Do you have New Year's resolutions for each other?
Oh. My New Year's resolution, no, it's good. I'm good with you because you started sharing your location with me.
Oh, my God.
On the phone?
Yes. He's upset. He keeps been asking me to share my location.
Yes.
Yes.
Why does he care?
That's what friends do. I could find my friends. Thank you.
I love it. I like to check in like, that's where right. Joe is. He's in Utah. That's nice.
You have friends who you follow a location on Instagram or on whatever.
It's not on Instagram.
It's on your phone.
It's on the phone. I know where they are, and it makes me happy.
You spent an inordinate amount of time on 20th Street this afternoon.
He texted me. He texted me the other night. What are you doing on the Upper West Side? I was like, who are you? Why do you even know this? It's ridiculous.
The best.
I don't care where he is in any given moment.
Wow.
Of course I care, but not really.
All right, this is taking a sour turn.
Sorry, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can ring in the new year with Anderson and Andy by watching them co-host CNN's live New Year's Eve coverage. Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.